We've never done Jam-O-Lams with a guest.
No. Yeah.
And this will be good because this is, so this is great to do this because we never really explain on the show. Rarely do we explain anything on the show. We don't tell our names. We don't tell the theme. We just start yelling about our pussies. And... calling Steven an asshole.
It's all pussy and assholes over here at Jammers.
But like, so a Jam-O-Lam, but this is good that Jeff's here because now we can explain. So a Jam-O-Lam is our way of, it's like our, the way, it's like our version of the PBS. Hey, donate to us without us having to run ads. Yeah. So people send us money and then we kind of say whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, like whatever they write when they buy this, when they donate money to us, like we'll say it.
We'll do whatever.
Yeah.
And we got some real good ones.
These might be my two favorite ones we've ever got. I feel like I say that every episode. Every episode's my favorite episode, and every Jam-O-Lam's my favorite Jam-O-Lam.
They just keep getting better.
Or I would just say I'm a very simple woman that like just gets easily excited at whatever's currently happening in my life.
No, it's because you get so pissed off because every time we get done recording, you're like, what are we doing with our lives? You get so blackout drunk that every time you get a, it feels like the first Jam-O-Lam.
Yeah, I'm like it's so, this is so great. We got a jam. It's so great. We're finally doing this first episode of this podcast.
Yeah, every time you hear it, you're like, this is a good show. We should do another one.
So wait, you're saying we got a Jam-O-Lam?
We got two.
We got two freaking Jam-O-Lams.
Two freaking Jam-O-Lams.
We are the most responsible. I just want to start by saying that.
Yeah.
We might be a little late on reading this Jam-O-Lam, but I'm bad at birthdays. I'm very bad at birthdays. I don't know Steven's birthday because he's never been born.
Yes. Right.
Wendy, I don't know yours. I should, but I don't.
You texted me on my birthday.
I did because of Facebook. I don't fucking know your birthday by heart.
Yeah,
kidding me?
I know yours.
Jeff's here.
See, I'm not good at birthdays either. I know yours is like in October, I want to say.
Nope.
See,
no. See, exactly. I only know my boyfriend's because it's literally the exact same day as mine.
I know.
Otherwise not know it.
August, September.
There we go. Yeah, right in the middle. Just keep naming months and we'll get there eventually.
Is it the 27th?
Nope.
Is it the 14th?
Are you just going in multiples
really?
Of seven?
We just go.
Yeah.
Which 27 is a multiple
not,
of seven.
No, 27 is a prime number.
28 is.
Is 28 right?
No, it's not.
No.
It's the 21st, which is a multiple of seven.
Ah!
Okay. So let's read. This is from Kendra.
Thank you, Kendra.
Wendy, do you want to read this or do you want me to read it?
You can, I mean, cause the next one, I want to really popcorn.
Okay. We're going to really popcorn the next here. I'll just read this one.
Okay. Do you want to try to read it together?
Oh, let's really get rid of listeners before the episode starts. Okay. Ready?
Okay. One, two.
Oh, we can't even count.
Here, you read this one.
Okay. Okay. this is from Kendra. I turn 32 next week. April 24th. Oh, now I know none of us are mathematicians. We're a little late on that.
Right.
So congratulations on already being 32 because we missed your birthday. But I wanted to share some of my birthday love with you three. I have loved every single episode of Jammers.
Oh,
we're sorry. I binged all of the episodes recently and I just wanted to say thank you for always making me laugh. Keep on jamming.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kendra.
Thank you, Kendra. Look at this. That's some.
And happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday. Happy 32nd birthday. I love our fans. You guys, fans still feels weird to say, but like listeners, and I mean, it's nice, but we're creating.
I still go with buds. They're just all our buds.
They do feel like buds.
Listen, dicks. I'm going to call them dicks. You know how like other podcasts, like, what do you call your listeners?
Shit dicks.
Yeah. Shit dicks. Fucks.
No, I mean, we could just call them jammers. I mean, like, it's nice that the word works like that.
Yeah, it is, but it's very Stockholm syndrome because they're like, I binge listen to every episode and we're like, and I'm writing to you from a mental facility.
I was going to say, all these people are like at Bedlam. Like, they're all at like comically old crazy houses that were shut down in the 70s because people are just covered in feces. Like, those are all of the people that listen to this. We love our fans.
We love you. And you guys are the best.
We love our shit covered fans. Okay. Now this one is great.
Speaking of covering somebody with shit.
Let's verbally do it.
We have a two Jam-O-Lam episode.
Yeah.
Well, this is when we started begging people for money, which is all this Jam-O-Lam bullshit is.
Right.
We said we will say anything for you.
Yes, we did.
And we've always said that we will talk shit on somebody. We'll talk shit on ourselves if you pay us enough money and ask us to, we will say whatever.
We are people
and
of
it's
our
finally
word.
Happened.
Right.
It's
we'll talk shit on other people. We'll happened. Talk shit on ourselves. And we'll even say nice stuff to Steven. Who
we
knows?
We can fix your problems if you want. I mean,
that's,
we could
that's
solve.
$100 Jamelin.
What? It's $100 to be nice to me?
Yep.
I made the
Jamelin. $50 a person.
Fuck.
You also don't get any of that money.
Damn it.
Until you admit your age, we need to see birth certificate or otherwise you can't, right? Pay taxes yep. or something? I don't know. I don't pay taxes.
What?
I was trying to find a loophole.
Jamelibs won't get you out of not paying your taxes, Wendy.
Steven, don't do smart people talk to me right now. We have serious work to do.
Okay. So, this is from Chris Walden.
Yes.
We know you, Chris.
Chris, what's up? Yo, Chris is dope. He's dope.
Yeah, he's a old school listener.
Yeah. Chris Walden's like, we're old school and we hang out. We interact on Twitter.
Jeff's very excited about this.
I am
this.
Really excited.
Yeah, Jace. Yeah, did you read this? This is what
this
we
is
want.
Great.
This is the podcast right here.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
You want fucking selfish help. You're about to get it, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh,
shit.
We're going to popcorn the shit out of this shit.
Oh, my God.
Sorry at that. I'm like all riled up to go to a game and yell.
Okay, go. Go. Let's popcorn.
Here we go. Hi. Love the podcast. For my jam-a-lam, can you tell my best friend that her boyfriend, Mike, is a little bitch?
Oh, what the fuck?
And they need to break
yeah.
up.
Oh,
fuck popcorn
you, Mike.
Megan.
Fuck you, Mike. You suck.
Oh, no.
They've been in the same fight for 3 years, parentheses, that he's a lazy fuck. And I'm tired of it. I'm going to popcorn to Jeff to close this off because we've never had a guest do this.
Hoping my favorite podcast can make me laugh about it.
I mean, by laugh about it, you mean like make your friend kill you and never talk to you again because you're going to violently talk shit on her boyfriend.
Chris, are you in love with Mike's girlfriend?
Ooh,
oh, ooh, a twist. Ooh, a fun twist.
Just a real just a real question.
That's a real trial.
Would you treat her better? Is that why this is happening?
Ooh, Chris.
This
is
complicated.
So, great way to do it.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
way to do it. I'm glad that you did it on this podcast. But Mike does sound like a little bitch that doesn't do anything with his life.
Yeah, and like a lazy Mike. Fuck.
Maybe give yeah. Mike some credit. Maybe Mike's trying, you guys.
Well, try
nah, I feel like if you got, I feel like if his name was
for 3 years.
Yeah.
Come on. Also, yeah, the name Mike.
The name Mike.
Ooh. Mike.
If
Mike
you're going
is,
by Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta be able to call you Michael to know you're trying.
Ooh, right. At least it's not Mikey. Ooh, imagine if it was Mikey.
If it was Mikey,
that would be bad.
You might have to kill him to get rid of him. That's
he'd be carving
never really
her name
get,
into his chest or something.
Yikes.
He's Mark Wahlbering it.
That's good.
Mikeys are gross people. Every one of them.
It's a gross. You know what this is going to escalate to? You understand the Jamelin thing is going to escalate to someone asking us to murder and like hide a body.
I was hoping that's where you were going to go, and I am on board. That's also we're cheap. That's $1,000 Jamelin, and we will murder
that's,
someone
that's
for
why.
You.
We have the $5,000 option.
And we'll pay for our own flights and hotels.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
lose
it
money on
done.
This.
I like how serious Steven's like, no, just $5,000 option. No, we could do that.
$5,000 option. I thought this out.
You guys, I'm like, no, just $1,000. I am desperate.
Wait. You guys,
and that's where he actually goes. He's like, I told you guys I was punk rock and you never fucking believed me. He's going to just walk in with a vagrant's body one day to record.
He takes him to a barbed wire cage match.
Yeah.
He
just
murders him in the ring. Wait, aren't there a lot of mics in sports, though?
Mics?
Yeah, aren't there sports like, and mics and sports?
Steven's
yeah, but all the best mics are Michaels. Michael Jordan, for example. It's always a Michael that's good. If you have a mic on your hand, for example, Mike Vick
Ooh.
Ran a dogfighting ring. Michael Vick, very good quarterback.
Nice.
Wait, was that how he was like, that's not me, guys. That was Mike Vick. It's me, your buddy, Michael Vick, the great quarterback everyone loves.
Yes. Yes, yeah, that is exactly how that happened.
I'm Michael Vick. I don't murder dogs by electrocuting them soaking wet in water. That was Mike Vick. He's a real bad egg.
I think I understand sports now.
No, you understand dog fighting.
Oh, you
rings.
Would love the drama of it. The side stories. The The Can gossip.
You, if they the rape, fighting, the dog murder, the, rape, the dog women murder. Beating.
Oh, there's so much
if
to go
If they did of. Dog fighting, but they tried to set it up like wrestling, so they have like storylines for the dogs.
Oh, God.
Oh, that'd be no. Oh, so good. I mean, like, not. It'd be great if it was like real wrestling where like it wasn't real. Like,
yeah.
The dogs kind of get hurt, but they've got a good union or something. Like, yeah. They're going to oh be God. Okay.
Look, now we got to like play the episode into the episode, but we off go. Air. Let's for reals talk about this. We got to start like a puppy fighting, wrestling, right? Wrestling thing.
This is how dog fighting starts, Wendy. This is how dog fighting starts.
Muzzles and little mittens. We'll talk about it later.
Oh,
just
no.
I guess play the sports show.
Sports.
Jammers!
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers, the Selfish Health Podcast.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's selfish help.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
This is, oh, cool. That was.
Well, yeah, that kind of
Jeff,
took
you
a
made
turn.
A real sexual no, noise I feel when like I said you, a child.
You're right. You know what? I thought you yeah. made it weird, but no, I made it weird.
No, you made it weird.
I made it weird.
Hey, wrong podcast, weird. Asshole. Stop plugging other people's shit. Pete Holmes has got a show. No, you made it weird. No, you made it weird.
God. I thought you were going to say Pete Holmes' show exclusively about fucking children.
That's yeah. what I was thinking.
I wouldn't be shocked by that. If that was a thing, eventually. Pete Holmes banging children.
Oh, I thought you meant like anyone having
that's
that
on
podcast.
Your podcast. No,
that's
yeah,
that's fine.
Oh, I said that on your podcast now.
I don't disagree. I, by the way, because he's got that childlike, you know, that goofy face. He looks like a real live animatronic thing yeah. from Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, it's the I'm in a Christian band face. Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where like he'd be friends with kids in a small town.
Right.
Yeah.
And no one would be
and
act like it's
maybe
weird.
Kill them.
Until it came out. And then it was like, oh, no.
You're like, hey, do you guys want to do like a puppet show? I have the setup in my home. Oh, okay.
Like he volunteers to watch your kids. And you're like, why yeah. are you doing that?
You know what? Here, I'll watch your kids. And here's $20. Have a drink after the movie.
So, Megan, quick check. How's your setup doing?
It's great, Stephen. Like it's on fire.
Go, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff walked in and was very impressed.
I am. I'm still impressed. I love that.
He saw this cup of pens on top of a Lennon box set of CDs. And he was like, what is this, professional?
Very professional.
What am I in the NASA headquarters? Jesus Christ. It's an intense setup for a podcast. Should we introduce our guest? I hope we're recording because I want the Pete Holmes shit in this. I want to start a war. I want to start yeah. a podcast.
Out of all the people, you want to start a podcast war with Pete Holmes.
Yeah.
You would win that.
Yeah, he's yeah, a bitch.
He would just back down immediately.
Yeah, he's too busy fucking kids. He doesn't have any power left.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pete Holmes.
I'm not.
You know what? I'm not sorry because Pete Holmes is not listening to this. And if he is, yeah. I'm sorry, sir. Don't yeah. you have an HBO show you should be spending yeah. time working on right. and not listening to this?
Yeah, get your...
By the way, if you're hiring writers for next season, I would love to send a packet in.
Yeah, I know.
I've got a whole story arc for your character. It'll take a weird turn, yeah. but if you're fishing for awards...
Let's introduce our guest. So this is, okay. So, well, we got to try. I'm really trying to like make an effort to open the show professionally.
What are we doing today? I feel like this is
Welcome to Jammers. This is a fun show. Okay.
If you say it enough times, it's true.
The problem is, it's super sunny here and I'm wearing a bikini under my clothes. I got up and I knew I had to be at working all day and I was like, I'm wearing a goddamn bathing suit.
Yeah, so Wendy like, walked in and it was like, oh, it is spring.
I just feel excited and happy. And then I'm like, I got Megan and Jeff. So I feel like I feel like we should be drinking at a pool. And like,
it's your two friends that shouldn't be in the sun.
Yeah. Yeah. I tan very nicely. How dare you? I already have a sandal tan. Thank you very much.
Ooh, that's what I need to get.
Yeah, look at my feet, Jeff. Look at my feet.
Yeah, I'm looking at them now.
Okay, that one's not good. This sandal tan's better.
Oh,
see?
That is
there
way better.
See?
Why is 1 foot more tan than the other?
I'm not sure.
That seems strange. Well,
when I was drinking beers outside last weekend, I decided to tan 1 foot more than the other.
Good decision.
That's always, do you ever put sunscreen on? We should. Okay. Jeff Suing is our guest.
This fucking idiot.
He's a very funny comedian and we love him. And he's going to tell us how.
What's he doing here today?
He's going to teach us how to appreciate and like.
Or play.
Yeah. He's a sports guy.
Sports guy.
He's so much a sports guy. He has a sports podcast.
Yeah,
he's
you know what your listeners podcast? Were really hoping you guys would do a sports podcast.
No, but we need that because because it's like so many people do sporty shit, and I personally have to. It's like hard to lie, but I then say that you like it when you're just going to a party to get free booze, and you have to be like, no, I love the Celtics, and they're like, it's the Celtics.
The Celtics? The Celtics.
I love the Celtics. Good, that's good my one. Favorite religious basketball team. Where do you keep your whiskey? Where's the whiskey in this house?
Well, if they're Celtics fans, they definitely have whiskey.
Yeah. Fuck them. Do we not like them? What city is that?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
It's Boston.
Do we like
them? I knew that.
So we're just assuming.
Do we like them? What are your teams?
My teams are all Chicago teams.
Wait, what are your sports criteria here? So you have a sports podcast.
He's from Chicago.
You're from Chicago.
I have a sports podcast called Pat and Jeff Like Sports. It's very simple.
Okay.
I'm from Chicago.
I think that's perfect criteria. That's all you need to know. He's required to know everything.
Let me tell you something. If you want to connect with your Midwestern father, you better like sports. So that's how it happens. I feel like that's how it happens for most Midwestern men, is that they want their dads to like them a lot.
I think that's really, really, really common and did not happen for me, but I could see how that's a thing.
They're like, look, I don't want to hug you, son, because that's gay. Yeah. But what we're going to do is sit on the couch and watch these men in very tightly fitted pants smack each other on the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, and you hear your dad scream at a referee for not calling holding or something in a football game, and you don't want him to scream at you like that.
Yeah.
So you also have to learn when to scream holding.
Oh,
that's,
nice.
That's pretty much it.
Now, when you were learning about sports, because I try to like bond my parents, watch sports and stuff like that. Is that an easy trick? You just kind of watch what the room is doing and then copy the maddest person?
I think when I was a kid, that's what it was. But then
that makes sense, actually. Yeah. It makes perfect sense. That's just how you learn.
That's definitely what it was. As I grew a little bit older, what I have that generation never had is you have the internet. So you have all these different statistics and nerd facts and all these sort of things that you never had when you were growing up. It's just this guy's a bum or this guy's awesome. And now you can like dig into the numbers. So liking sports when I was a kid grew into me turning into a complete dork. And, it's no different than people being really into comic books or any of that shit. It's the same thing.
Now, pardon me for being judgmental, but you don't look like you play tons of sports.
Who is this guy?
I used to play a ton of sports. Now I just play slow pitch softball.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know. I've, for the listeners, if you can't see, Steven is an Adonis, so he's allowed to talk.
My
yoga classes and deep breathing are really doing me well.
I am a state champion football player. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so eat all of our collective dicks, Steven, judgmental piece of shit. My God. You know what? Also, he can dance to any NSYNC song throw his way.
Really?
So extra eat our dicks, you fucking asshole.
I'll eat those dicks.
Jeff is the best dancer.
Really?
Hands down. You're the best dancer.
I'm not anymore. I can't spin anymore.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, right.
Dancing's all about spins.
Prove it.
It really is all about spins. If you can't do the spins, you're done. And that's when I noticed, when I couldn't spin anymore, I was like, my dancing career is clearly over. And I'm too top heavy now.
That was when
like,
you were 19.
There's too much in the front and not enough in the back that keeps me just...
Yeah, well, that
it's
was when
huge
you moved...
cans.
Yeah, you moved from Chicago to LA and you were like, I'm in comedy. I got to get something. You got your fake tits, which was a good move for your entertainment career, but terrible for your dancing career.
It's ruined the dancing career. I have taken a couple dance classes in the last month, though.
Which dance classes did you take?
So Leah Kayajanian, she's a comic out here. She was taking like a hip hop dance class to get in shape, which she's like the person that is in the most shape I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. It's aggressive for her to try to get more shape. It's just rude to the rest of us. Yeah.
She's has like one of the most perfect bodies.
Yeah. So then my wife got me one class for my birthday.
Amazing.
And sent me into the class and I did it. And it was great. It brought up a whole lot of memories.
Yeah.
And I got to body roll and I got to try to spin. And wow, man.
That? Why are we doing that? That sounds great. Fucking awesome.
Now we should say, and I just want to, just so that the audience is in on it. Last week's episode, we got a Jam-a-Lam from a one Mr. JD who sent us six individual dollars. This is her husband. Yes.
That's how I got on the show. My wife paid you $6. Yeah.
Guys, that's all it takes. Live in Los Angeles or New York and give us the tiniest amount of money. Right.
That is all it takes.
Yeah. So just so people, so the pieces are all coming together for the audience. Like we really are actively building a cult that we're going to call Jammers. And these are the people that will be teaching the weird yoga fart classes that we do.
Jeff. Or how to body roll.
Yes. Oh, Jeff, will you teach a body roll class?
Not even a dance class, exclusively body roll.
I would teach you how to body roll. You don't know how to body roll?
I know how to body roll.
I was going to say, you seem like a folk that would know how to body roll.
Yeah, well, you're just
but not you, Steven. You don't look like you've ever body rolled in your life.
No, I have no idea. I can't dance. No movement in my soul. It's very unfortunate.
No, it looks like you've bodied a couple rolls. You know what I'm saying?
I want everyone to know how much Wendy just leaned in super hard when delivering that sweet burn on Steven.
Because I was like, this is terrible and I really have to deliver this like a shitty comic in the 50s. If I had a tie, I would have adjusted it. Wait a minute. So what is it? So the body roll is a thing where you like disconnect your... Right?
You disconnect your body from your body.
Right.
No, it starts up at the top.
Right.
And then it goes through your body. Yes. Yeah, you're doing
Wendy, that's like your main move.
I know. My main move. I have many moves. You haven't seen my
lots of moves.
But what's your main move?
It's the body roll, weirdly enough. Right.
I knew it.
Son of a bitch. And I leaned out for that because I knew I was going to be got. Okay. So wait, when you talk about the numbers with sports?
Well, I'm thinking more importantly, Jeff, when
numbers
you are in
scores?
When you are in our Jammers cult, can we make money gambling to support the cult? Is that part of your love
of sports?
About
sports betting?
I don't know. Is that part of your whole thing? Or like, is that the touch? Because that's why I would be into sports.
to make the money.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to be into it, like, I don't know. I just never got sports. I feel dumb about that. But
I mean, I could teach you how to do it, but it is.
Yes.
It's a dark lifestyle to head down.
Let's
to
do
sports
that.
Betting.
Because in case it's not abundantly clear, we're like, we want to have Jeff on the show. He can talk about sports. Did we prep for the episode? We're like, nope. Let's just start talking.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
so far, we've only learned how to body roll.
Dancing is like a sport.
It is.
Sure.
Dancing is completely a sport.
Oh, you tell a cheer. In high school, you tell a cheerleader, oh, sorry, I'm in sports. Cheer is a sport. You fucking, they get real mad. Real mad.
As they pull out the quarterback stick from their mouth.
Right.
Ooh. Good Lord.
That they were only gagging on so that they could throw up
That's
the salad
the
they ate
part.
Three
exactly.
days earlier.
That's
right.
The sport part.
I didn't know one of your buttons was cheerleaders.
Neither did I
school.
Until just this moment.
Yeah, that was
this whole sports episode is really pulling some dark shit out of me.
Who burned you, Megan?
I know. God, I thought we were going with eating disorder and you're just like, these fucking whores sucking all the quarterback dicks.
These dumb 16-year-old whores
walking around.
They think they are in their uniforms.
Their little skirts. I don't got time for a flared skirt on a 16-year-old unless there's a dick in the mouth. I remember when I was in high school and I went to, shout out, Los Alamitos High School.
If this doesn't end with a dick coming out of your mouth, I'm going to be so mad.
Or salad, or vomiting up salad. It's got to be one of the two.
I did not suck dicks in high school, but I did throw up a lot. That was, I had like an eating disorder pact kind of a thing with a couple of the girls and one was on cheer. And I remember this chick, it was this weird move. We were friends when we were like a kid. And then as she got older, she said to me, and I remember she goes, listen, Wendy, I can't be friends with you anymore. Like going into senior year of high school. And I was like, okay. And she goes, I really want to be cool.
Jesus.
She goes, I really want to be cool and like be friends with the cheerleaders. And so like, we just like can't hang out when I see you. And I remember being like, she like started to cry. And I was like, I don't, that's fine.
Hurt her
that's
more.
Cold.
Yeah. I was like, okay. I was like, I don't care. I don't care. But yeah. And then she, it was like this big moment for her. And then she was just constantly like trying to lose weight, but she was my old.
And she's dead now.
Yeah. She was my old bulimia buddy. No, it's worse. She's married.
Same.
I'm married.
I know, but yeah, your wife is
a ghost.
Cool.
You're a ghost in my apartment right now.
Yeah.
A ghost that knows a lot about body roles and sports.
Yeah. If anyone thinks this is not someone that we fabricated, this is our pistachio man. He's animated.
We finally did it.
We've just programmed him to do whatever we want. Dance.
Yeah, it's not even dance. It's exclusively body roles. Yeah. It's just.
That's what we do. Our perfect man, where most people be like, they want like a sex robot. We're like, all right, we're going to create a robot. What does he do? He body rolls and he teaches us how to win at sports gambling.
I don't think a woman would design a perfect man for sex. I think body rolls and I don't know. I don't think it would be sexual if a woman designed.
If you're
going
to have
robot.
A sex robot, it better be able to body roll.
Yeah.
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 I think.
That's how you
right
fuck.
Right in my pussy.
That's how you fuck for
yeah.
sure.
Oh, I bet you fuck real good.
From the get top your... bottom.
You got to yeah. get the momentum building up in the shoulders yeah. and then bring it down to the pelvis.
Could you imagine having sex with somebody and before they enter you, just like a slow body roll?
Yeah, they just
imagine having sex with me. That's what it's like.
Your shoulders go back. Like adjusting your shoulders, like what's happening? You're like, girl, please. Girl, like, what are you doing? You go into this like 90s.
They just a nice 90s R&B like breakdown in a song where yeah. you just start, girl. And then it's just like the body roll comes closer and closer right. to his dick. And then his dick body rolls like independently, yeah. like a wave goes through his dick.
That's an impressive.
And that's
body
how
roll.
He comes, like he walks at you from the room. And once the body roll starts, he only describes your body as fine. Oh my God. That's, I want that. Teach that class. That's
well,
class.
Apparently, I'm your pistachio man, yeah. so I'll get right on that.
That'll be the only way you're allowed to fuck at Jammers. We'll run it like a like summer camp. Because we're going to be angry, mad lesbians, and we're not going to be fucking each other. But we're like, if you want to have sex, this is how it has to be done.
It's a body roll yeah. only practice.
We will watch you with angry faces.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, we do the best angry lesbian faces.
Just with like the opposite in a private school, they put a flashlight and they're like, make sure your crotch is not touching. We walk around and we're like, if you're body rolling, I want to see skin on skin. This is literally the only thing we have to live for is watching young people body roll into each other. See, I didn't say young kids. I almost said young kids body roll.
Well, this isn't Pete Holmes' podcast, so you wouldn't say
I know.
That.
Exactly.
I don't want to get Pete all fired up. I don't want to go on and encroach on his
well,
territory.
We'll get a cease and desist letter for stealing his podcast idea.
I'm sure. I feel that's exactly what I'm going to do. Yeah, of all the things, sure, pick one.
Oh,
oh, my God. So wait, do you gamble on sports or no?
No, I like sports too much to gamble. I feel like you gotta hate sports. Yeah.
That's like a purity thing. You're like, no, I just love the sport too
well, no,
much.
If you wanna, like, I wanna just enjoy watching sports. If you're betting on something, how do you even really enjoy? I mean, I'll do like squares at the Super Bowl and stuff like that because it's dumb yeah. and fun and my team's never gonna be in the Super Bowl. But is like, if you're betting on sports, I don't think anybody enjoys watching the sports then. Like, I have a good time watching them. So I don't want to ruin that by being like, oh God, if they would have scored two more points, I wouldn't,
my wife wouldn't
I'd be
have
able
left
to
me.
Send, yeah. I'd be able to send my kids to college or
yeah,
whatever.
That's
the
a little
fuck.
Stressful.
So, yeah. I don't want to do that. So
what is your all time favorite sport?
Baseball is my favorite.
Baseball. Which is perfect because it's baseball season.
Yeah.
Is it?
Baseball is my favorite sport.
Yes, because, it's summer. Steven.
Do you guys have favorite sports? I mean, do you guys even watch any sports?
My boyfriend's from St. Louis, so yes.
Yeah, you watch baseball.
I have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, how do you participate when you co-watch sports with Preston?
Steven, do you understand how you ask questions sometimes? How do you even... I keep my eyes open and watch them. I don't know what you... It's not playing the game.
Dude, I open his beers for him.
I don't know.
How do you participate when you co-watch? I'm like...
Hold on.
And on my follow-up question,
whenever I watch sports, I'm just like,
my follow-up question to that, Megan, is how do you participate when you co-podcast with me and you answer on that question?
I kill myself. That's how this episode ends.
That's alcohol, baby. Baseball's boring. Slam beers.
That's the best part about baseball is the boringness. Because what you do is you watch like a couple, two, three innings, and you're having a beer and you're on your couch, and then you fall asleep for about four innings, and then you wake up for the last two, and you've seen the whole game.
See, but this, because people always say baseball's so boring. I think I like baseball better than football. I think football's way more boring. Maybe it's because I don't understand the rules as much as baseball, or like, I just don't enjoy watching. Football's boring as fuck to me.
Right.
Yeah, people don't think football's boring because that's the sport that they really figured out how to cover on TV. I don't know why anybody goes to a football game because they have so much going on. Literally nothing happened. Like 30 minutes of things happen in a football game, but they just replay something 70 billion times. So everybody's really...
Exactly. It's so boring to watch on TV. It's so boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, to watch a football game live is like...
I've never done it. I have no desire.
That's so boring because it's like they make a play, they'll run a play, and then like refs have
to
fucking...
Good job. You've corrected yourself. I said run a play. I'm not saying.
I didn't
teach you anything about sports.
Yeah. We used to get yelled at and have stuff thrown at us if we walked in front of or talked while a Steelers game was on when I was a kid. Whoa. My stepdad is a Pittsburgh fan.
Well, that's intense.
We had like seven TVs in the house and they were all on the game. And I remember being like, I walked downstairs one time and stopped in front of the big screen TV. And there's another one on right behind him. And I was like, hey, mom. And he's like, get the fuck. And he like threw a terrible towel at me. And I was like, ah.
See, so, terrible towel. You know everything.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't love sports, actually.
Really? I'm surprised I don't love sports in the same way that someone like loves to get the shit kicked out of them. I do. You know what? But when I see like football games on TV, especially in someone's home, I have this like PTSD where I'm like, everybody be quiet. You guys don't say anything. Hide the women and the children. And somebody put all the towels away. with football, because they'll run a play and then they stop and then they just like fuck off and take measurements and resets. And that's a lot of just like standing around and then like, okay, ready? Go.
Well, yeah. Well, they have to, too, because it's a car accident every time you run a play. So everybody's getting in a car accident for one play, and then they have to rest their brains that are just being destroyed. And so you need that time in between so you don't
die
on the field.
I was going to say die right then. So you instead die 20 years later.
There's not a ton of risk of people dying in a baseball game. You know what I mean?
Every now and then people get walloped in the head.
Probably now that I said it, somebody's going to get a line drive off the head or something like that.
And it's your fault. And it's specifically your fault.
You know what? Depending on who it is, I don't really care.
Who do you hate? Who do you want to die? Which baseball player?
Which baseball player are you trying to kill?
Fuck, marry, kill. And I don't know
people
any baseball.
People we don't know.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like,
I would kill everybody on Megan's boyfriend's favorite team.
Whoa. Oh.
He would kill all. Okay. Yeah. I didn't want to. Preston is currently in the bedroom sick. He might have heard that and be out here in mere moments to murder Jeffrey.
Oh, no.
This might happen.
Well, he would also want the same thing for my team.
Well, yeah, probably he would.
I think that would be the first podcast death documented. So it's a risk we're willing to take.
Let me yell him. Preston, get out here. Come kill our friend.
I'll get killed on air for you guys.
Thank you.
Really, we're starting a cult, you guys.
Hey, Preston. Jeff said the Cardinals suck.
He wants to like kill them all.
He wants to kill. Hey, babe, this would really help our ratings if you could come out here and be mad. No, Jeff said, like, kill. He wants to kill all the Cardinals.
And by mad, I mean, like, murder him.
Yeah. I would just body roll
and dodge the bullets.
I think I'll just embed them further into your body.
Or I would, like, spit them out, you know, somewhere.
Slide them off.
I don't know how it works.
Hold on.
How does it work when you spit a bullet out? I don't know how it works.
Of your body?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, when people save their own lives when they spit bullets out.
Right, with like their torso.
Like when they get shot with a machine gun and then machine gun it back through their mouth.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys have seen The Mask, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's how it happens. Yeah.
Like when you get shot in the mouth and then your body roll has to be fast enough that if it goes right in your mouth, if you body roll quick enough, you can hit the rhythm of the bullet and it comes right out your asshole. Just like, go with it, go with it.
Unscathed.
What about weird sports, Jeff? You get anything that's a little less traditional in the baseball, the football, basketball too? Is that on your sports roster?
Yeah, the three big sports: baseball, basketball, and football.
Again, he's from Chicago. I watch those.
I mean, sort of hockey, but not really.
Okay.
I don't really consider.
Yeah, because you're not a fucking.
I don't know what you would consider a weird sport.
I don't know. I mean, there's no.
That's all he's going to think of, curling. Yeah.
No, I mean,
body rolling.
I think an American being super into like soccer would be like, oh, okay, that's different.
Soccer's never going to happen. Soccer's huge in America, though. It really is. People don't think it is.
But compared to the rest of the world.
No, I mean, soccer is huge.
Huge.
Like most major cities have soccer teams that people go and see all the time.
Yeah.
Well, specifically here, I think there's two now.
There's two LA teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can think of one. Galaxy?
Yes.
I know some sports stuff.
See, I feel like you didn't need me to come on here and teach you this.
Yeah, Jeff, could you leave? Actually,
see you guys later.
Oh yeah, that's exactly. I'm like, I guess a name, Galaxy. Like that was a real fucking.
What's the other one?
You know, terrible towels and the Steelers. And
see, I know about Pittsburgh.
You know, run a play.
Yeah, that's you know a
you're
sentence.
Saying run a play.
That sounded good, right?
Yeah.
Here's what I really love about football. If we're being honest,
nothing.
Nothing. Well, and football season, since I've been in New York, it's like not that exciting. Football season living on the West Coast is the shit because you can go start getting fucking hammered at a 9 a.m. brunch. And then you sit all fucking day and you just, and it's like you start at 9 a.m. and then you're done at 6 p.m. and you're just like drinking and eating in the same. It's my favorite. That's my favorite activity.
I don't understand how football works on the East Coast and how people actually still enjoy it because it is when I was in Boston watching the fucking Super Bowl when it's dark outside. And it's cold.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, back home, we'd be barbecuing right now. I'd be in a pool eating a hot dog.
Yeah. That was
not paying attention to this dumb game.
Yeah. Super Bowl and like on like even just regular football Sundays, like when the Steelers were playing and like Monday Night Football at our house, my stepdad, it was like, it was my favorite time of year because there were just always bowls of chips. He was like, hey, the game's going to start. My mom was like, here's your bowl. There were like bowls of chips all over the house. I was like, this is fucking awesome.
There's chips and he'd hit me. It was great. It was a great combo. Yeah.
It was great because when you're dodging towels and you're body rolling out of the way of a terrible towel, you need carbs.
Yeah. So well, and also you're working those calories off as soon as you put them in.
Right.
That's how you stay thin.
Right. Once you jump around, you're like, oh, I got to refuel. Just little Gatorade bottles all over the house. This is how the children stay alive.
That's why baseball is better to go to a game. I would rather go to a baseball game.
Yeah.
Because you just sit around and you drink all day. And now all the stadiums have some sort of weird food that you could try. Like Dodger Stadium has elote, which is street corn, Mexican street corn. So it's like spiced street corn. But then they do the weird thing with it. And
they cover Dodger it in Stadium, hot dogs.
No, they cover it in they cover it in flaming hot Cheeto dust.
Yes.
Like what a ridiculous thing to do.
That sounds so awesome. Good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I went to a Yankees game on a Tinder date when I first moved here.
Sounds real fun.
Actually really fun because it was actually like super fun. I was like, this is gonna suck. But then I'm like, well, if I gotta go out with a stranger, I may as well do something fun. And I forgot how much I love because my dad's like a shit talker. My dad used to get my stepdad threw the towels. My real dad's cool. My real dad didn't hurt us, but
he threw the towels at other people. Right.
My dad was never, my real dad's not mean to us, but what he would do is like threaten the lives of referees at like a little league game.
like a good dad.
My dad would get thrown out of like my brother's little baseball, like T-ball. And he's like, oh, fuck you. Get that's fucking. And they'd be like, sir, you have to leave. Like our family's super competitive. So I do love those games. We used to go to like farm team games. This.
Cool.
I would actually.
And just fucking drink and scream and yell at the field. Oh,
I would actually love watching you and Megan just scream at like children's sports.
You just want to watch
us. So funny to me.
You just want to watch us scream at somebody that's not you.
Yes.
You
yeah, exactly. And the closest thing to Steven mentally is a child. So he's like, yell at children.
No, just don't scream at me. Just don't.
See, no.
Just for 1 week.
I don't want to yell at kids. It's more fun. Yeah, to go get a bunch of friends and you go sit. Especially
and yell at Steven.
Yeah.
Just get we'll get a yell bunch of friends adults. Together.
You guys yeah. just follow me with binoculars and then pop out.
You guys would have a great
shit
team.
Like a sports game.
Yeah. You guys would have a great time at a minor league baseball game.
I've always wanted to go to a minor league game.
Dude, I love minor league. I mean, that and minor like we have a tiny hockey team where I'm from, and I fucking love that. Because there's fighting.
Yeah.
I love the fights.
See, that's hockey. Watching hockey on TV, I'm like, every single person I know that's a hockey fan is like, no, you have to go to a game.
Yeah. Yes. Going to
like,
hockey.
Even hockey
rules.
Fans are like, yeah, I like hockey and watching it on TV isn't as much. Like going to a game, it's the best.
The only other sport that I've been super into is this is so fucking nerdy, but it's like there was a while where me and my friends were going to like ECW lower level wrestling shit.
Oh, speaking of wrestling.
I love wrestling.
Love that.
That's not nerdy.
Because it's like
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's male
theater.
Soap operas.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's why I like
fucking
it.
Awesome.
It's like it's theater.
Yeah. It's theater.
That's Pete Holmes. That's gonna be his next show, is gonna be kid wrestling.
Kid wrestling.
It's like
theater.
Andy Kaufman style, but it's Pete Holmes wrestling children instead of women. It's just children.
He's the one that greases them up in the back so they look shiny.
Oh, it's me. Pete Holmes just greasing up children.
Yeah.
Again, if you're hiring writers for next season, Pete, I'd love to submit a packet. We've got great ideas.
But wait, so in the lower level of the wrestling, they still create like the storylines.
So we used to go to ECW, which I don't even know. I've been out of
what does that stand for?
Extreme Championship Wrestling, I believe.
Oh, I was like, does that stand for Galaxy? Just like
everything's Galaxy. No, but it was really weird. Like they used to like do these like barbed wire cage matches, and it was really abnormally violent and ridiculous. It was like going to see a circus.
Yeah, they don't do those. I think that place got bought by WWE, so they don't do that
or
anymore.
X something, I don't know. I can't.
Well, now there's a ton. There's Lucha Underground. There's Lucha Vavoom.
Yeah,
was
Lucha
a show.
I know you guys have amazing. All that stuff out in LA because that's a big thing. But yeah, I think on the East Coast, like it's not
the Luchador stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's fun.
Yeah,
I love going to those. Those are the best.
A lot. Yeah, there's a lot of the minor
like
league
sports.
Stuff and the guys that are super into wrestling watch like the Japan stuff and whatnot.
Dude, anything that's like super underground and weird, I'm fucking in. Like, give me a weird sport.
We know.
Is that why that you like it? Because it's underground?
I think I really like. I just like subcultures.
Hey, why do you like this so much? Because nobody else does.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, Mom.
Read me like a book.
God, Mom, leave me alone. This is my room. I can have whatever posters I want.
It totally is.
Steven, you're 30 question mark. You don't live here anymore. You can like whatever you want. I don't care. Please leave. I don't even know how old you are anymore, and I'm your own mother.
God, Mom, I just want to be left alone. You came here to cry. I don't understand. You came here
to watch wrestling. I don't even think you like.
Right.
Just no one else likes it.
He just zips up his luchador mask. I'm mad at you. Zip. Yes.
I love the quiet zip on that.
I have luchador masks. I have multiple luchador masks.
Of course you do.
I do.
Do you have any other sports?
Yes, they're
things?
In my closet. I can pull them out. You want to try on some masks when we're done with this?
Yeah.
And you know.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
we're just gonna listen to Church of the Cosmic Skull, dance around, drink the leftover beers Rick left last night.
Take a video
and
of
have
me,
a luchador fight.
Yeah, take a video of me body rolling in every different luchador mask that you have.
Oh my God. That would
And we just figured out the video for this week's episode.
Yes, you should shoot that.
Yeah, do it. Do it. No, I have a question. I want to start. I want to circle back to this, Stephen. You said you went and you saw something where they were fighting inside of a barbed wire cage.
Yep.
I want to just go back to that because that sounds very dangerous.
Oh, it was so dangerous. And they would do this crazy thing. They would do this crazy thing where they would people in the audience would act as characters. And so there was one guy that would stand up and he would start shouting, throw the chairs. And then everyone would like throw their chairs. Like it was crazy. It was fucking amazing.
That sounds like, so I have a question. And I don't want to be, was it like a bunch of white people and then like a black person in the middle? This sounds very scary. They're just like, oh, no, it's a bunch. It was this really cool thing. So like the people in the middle were in like barbed wire cages. And then the rest of us, we just dressed up in these like white outfits with white hoods. And we just like threw stuff at them.
No, it's, you know what underground. It is? It's just like,
it was 1873.
Throw the chair.
No, you know who it was? It was just like weird Comic-Con style men, mostly.
Mm. See, like I think all that shit's girlfriend. Cool. I like the underground wrestling. I would love to. We know some people in LA that occasionally go to like weird underground wrestling stuff. Yeah. I would be into that. Because I think that's even creepier than like the lucha. Because the luchador stuff's legit.
Oh, they're so good.
Like the the weird underground wrestling. Because those are people that like I imagine want to at some point be in the WWE.
Yeah.
So it's like this weird. I think that's as close to like how wrestling was in like the 70s probably as you could get.
Yes, that's true. And those some of those people, they don't even have to go quote unquote pro anymore. Now they can there's enough nerds out there that are buying shirts that say their catchphrase on them that they don't even have to go to the WWE.
Give me a catchphrase. Give me a catchphrase, Jeff.
I don't know.
Just come on.
I don't know.
You could say literally anything and say it was a person's catchphrase.
I don't know any catchphrases. I'm not into the catchphrases anymore.
Oh, good. We have someone else who didn't go to Improv Academy.
Yeah.
Oh, am I supposed to be yes anding this fucking podcast right now?
Yes, no, you do what you want.
There's a sport I hate is improv.
How dare you call it a sport? No one breaks a sweat in improv ever.
Yes, and I can't. I don't know how to do it. I don't understand how it happens. I don't respect it.
No one does.
Jeff, what about playing sports? How do I begin participating in?
Oh, as if Steven.
You should do intramurals. It's a great way to meet people in your community.
Oh man, that's all I don't know if that's in the cards. That's gonna
why?
Be why? That's a big
yeah, Steven. You have too many friends. That's your problem. You have you have too many friends. You so can't afford
like
to
play. I play softball in a league entirely comprised of comedians. Which you think would be so fun, but it's kind of a nightmare. And
that sounds like a nightmare.
There are comedian leagues in New York,
yeah,
right?
People who aren't comedians is like, ooh, what a blast. It must be a laugh. No, it's a bunch of real angry people.
Yeah. It's a bunch mad people. They're either mad and or hungover and or just like, oh, look, we all showed up and none of us killed ourselves last night. Super, I guess we got to fucking hit this ball around. What's the point even?
It's just an activity to do to drink with your friends, really. Like, that's what intramural stuff turns into. Especially, like, slow pitch softball. Get on, like, a mixed league slow pitch softball team where it's guy-girl and you got to put everybody everywhere and you just have a good time.
I have too many flashbacks of just getting whacked with the ball in baseball. I think that's out of the cards for me.
Well, but
you could play somewhere where you
could play dodgeball.
And you could play catcher and never touch the ball.
Yeah.
You play dodgeball. You could play kickball.
I could play
dodgeball, kickball, basketball, or just like say that you're the coach, you know?
Just show up. Yeah, just show up to a bunch of fun people having fun and be like, I'm the coach.
Yeah. Can I be the coach? And they'd be like, I guess we don't have one.
I'll be over here body rolling. For
that would actually be an awesome
coach. You could be a cheerleader.
Yeah, take a dance class.
Yeah. Just stand on the side in a skirt and suck dicks. And it's like, I thought he said he was a coach.
Throw up your salads.
He's also the cheerleader.
You know, cheerleading stuff, sucking dick and throwing up salads. What a teenage cheerleader does.
As you can imagine,
the
closest I got to sports as a teenager was being in marching band.
You were in marching band?
Played bass in marching band.
I've heard that if you're in the marching band, you kind of feel like you're part of the team. I mean, you're
they don't say that when they are beating you up. No.
Oh, they beat you up when you're in the marching band?
I think our school had a hard like jocks, band nerds division.
Dang.
Like it was typical small town. Yeah. But no, there was the band and the football players were not fraternizing.
I'm sorry, and I'm listening to the conversation, but also, and this is totally not good for the podcast, Megan keeps fucking with the phone and the cup of pens.
The cup of pens is really failing me today.
And so I keep looking, and like, and you look great, and I keep trying to, and then like, you're kind of, Megan's kind of out of the shot, and I can just see Jeff, and then she just did some move where she flipped it, and it was just like, mostly their crotches, and I was like, yes. And then I saw Megan's face go, oh, no.
So you got lucky, I almost shot a bullet out of there, and then right into your face.
I know. Yeah.
That's what Jeff calls his cum now. His bullet.
Now that I figured out that I can body roll bullets that people shoot in my mouth, we'll be all right.
God. Jesus Christ. Jenny?
I was going to make a very inappropriate joke, but we're having a game night tomorrow night with Jenny, and I feel very embarrassed.
Oh, my wife is so much better than me.
Except at playing Clue.
But I'm also bad at Clue.
You're also bad too. That's true. I guess you guys are equally terrible at
Clue. Yeah, no, she is. She's so much better.
Can we count that as a
me.
Sport?
What?
Can we count that as a, can we count our,
no.
count our, fuck.
No.
Games are sports.
Is your wife as into sports as you are?
She was like an outstanding basketball player when she was in high school.
Yeah.
There's this like video that the first time I went back, they made me watch one of her games where she scored like 35 points, which is amazing. Like if you've ever, she's one of the slowest people I've ever seen.
She's
like she's
slow.
Very slow, but she is like,
it's
deadly,
like mellow, very mellow.
Deadly from 3 points.
Mentally.
She has,
his wife is mentally handicapped, and he's about to make fun of a handicapped person. Yeah.
We've played basketball like 4 times, and she is 4-0 against me. And I'm not trying to let her win. She's just very good. So, yeah, she's also really into sports. So that makes it a little easier for me at this stage of my life to still
do you,
be
now, when
it.
You watch sports, like, does it need to be like, do you and your wife do it, or is it something that you do alone as kind of a...
In a basement.
Yeah, in a basement. Or is it like you and like a crew of 10 dudes?
I don't like to watch sports with a bunch of other dudes because as a sports fan, I believe that I am the smartest sports fan and that everybody else is an idiot. So I can't do it.
So we need
I usually
to watch
can
sports.
Only watch. I can watch with Jenny because, you know, she knows that I'm a moron. But everybody else, I find it hard to go like watch.
So you don't have like a ritualistic bar that you need to go to or anything. I'm just trying to plot out what we're going to need to.
No,
to
the bar. I mean,
here.
The only time I've ever done that was when the Cubs were in the World Series 2 years ago.
That was fun.
Yeah,
that was really
and
fun.
We went to the same bar that was down the street from my house, and it was just basically a bunch of people watching me collapse into myself every single pitch.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was like the Eagles. My buddy, Patrick Schroeder, who's like from Philly. He's a comic. He's out here.
As I am from Philly, the Eagles would technically be the team that I am supposed to root for.
Right. But I mean, Patrick wears like, when I first met him, he was wearing like a Dawkins jersey.
Right.
So he's a diehard. And so when they were like, I went and supported him, like when the Super Bowl was happening, I was texting him. I was like, I can't make it to the Eagles Nest, which is the name of the bar where everyone went. But I was like, he got more texts. He's like, I got more texts when the Eagles won than on my birthday. And like when a parent died. It's just like, people are like, good for you.
Yeah.
It's very
when you did
weird.
Literally nothing.
Right.
I almost cried because he was crying.
Yeah, I cried.
When the Cubs won. I was like, I was emotional because Jeff was so happy.
Wait, when the Eagles won?
Cubs.
No, when the Cubs won.
Oh.
Yeah, it's such a...
What is it that gets you so emotional? Like, what is it that connects?
Well, that one specifically is that the Cubs had not won a World Series in over 100 years.
Oh,
so,
that I can understand.
Yeah, so I mean, that one... But even if that wasn't the case, I just... That's the team that I love the most. So anytime they do well, I feel good. And anytime they don't do well, I feel like shit. It's hardest during baseball season because it's like 162 days of either feeling great or feeling like shit.
And I think you and Preston, because this goes back to like, do you want to watch it with a bunch of people? You don't. Because you and Preston both, you really, really love your baseball teams.
Yeah.
So it
to an embarrassing level.
Yeah, it emotionally affects you. Like if the Cardinals don't do well, not like he's an asshole, but he's like bummed.
Yeah.
Like he's like, it like affects his mood. It truly affects his mood.
Yeah.
And then he hits me.
It's a sickness I wish I didn't have.
But not in like an asshole way. It's like his team lost, you know?
Yeah. He hits me because he loves the Cardinals.
Right.
That there's I feel sad. There's a woman in St. Louis who definitely for gets sure. beat every fucking time the Cardinals. Yeah.
For sure.
There's a few women in St. Louis.
Yeah, there's all the women in St. Louis.
Right. And listen, if you are in a relationship where when your guys, when your dude's team loses, you get the shit kicked out of you, we're not making fun of abuse. We're making fun of you for being in that situation. We did an episode about getting out of a toxic relationship. Go back
and listen
to it. You should
probably be with a dude who has better taste in baseball teams. You know,
right. I'm just... Exactly.
It's your fault. It's your fault for liking someone who likes a bad team.
Right. Duh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And you need to learn to take responsibility for your actions, you dumb bitch. Maybe if you picked up a statistic book...
Get into sports betting.
Right. Get it. Find
out a real man. Find a real man who won't hate you because he doesn't fucking care about a team. He cares about the money.
Yeah.
I feel like this podcast has turned you into sports monsters. Like, we were trying to teach you about sports and you were like, let me just delve into all the worst shit.
We're like, hey, let's beat women and win money. That's all we want to do. Beat women and win money. Is that sports? Are we sporting? Are we sporting now?
Remember that trigger I have where my stepdad would throw fucking terrible towels at me when I would step in front of the TV screen for a second?
Let's do that like as a show. Yeah.
This is going to be an awesome jam sesh.
And just, and for most people, it's like, oh, so sports are like, you know, good for like, it's a sense of community. And like, oh, so you watch sports with people? No, I watch it alone and I drink. I drink and I stare at my television alone.
In the dark.
That's what
just
I was
all you
told
can see
I
is the light
do.
Of at the end of my cigarette as I smoke it in one drag between fifths of vodka.
We're like, oh, but when you go to a game to watch, you're like watching with friends and people. I keep it every time we get close to like a good idea with sports, it's just like, well, yeah, and then you can get corn covered in fucking Cheetos. It's like, it's everything's about like killing ourselves in lots of different ways.
Oh, I desperately want that.
That sounds great.
Flamin' Cheeto elote right
now. I want to make that.
I had a Flamin' Cheeto corn dog at the Orange County Fair this summer.
Oh, hell yeah.
Woo. Ooh.
Yeah, you can go to Dodger Stadium for like $15. And then
just go and get a corn and peace out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not here for the baseball. I'm here for the corn.
They know.
Yeah, they do know. That is true.
You can pay $15 to go in and buy a $15 ear of corn. That's the only problem is that everything's so expensive. But I mean, we should go to a Yankees game. I'm trying to think. What are we going to do?
Why did you say that like a baby? We should go to Yankees.
We should go to Yankees
you're
game.
Off, your face is all squishy.
I'm trying to woo Pete Holmes. I'm trying to get him to look. I think because at first we were like, we're going to call him out. And I'm like, maybe that was too aggressive. So I'm like, I want to go to a Yankees game. I wish somebody would oil me up like a wrestler and take me to a Yankees game.
We should, you know what we should do? I know they just redid it a few years ago. We should really remake Annie.
Yo, yes.
Annie, the orphan musical.
Like a hot new twist on Little Orphan Annie. Just real greased up in a wrestling ring. Nope, just me. Okay, guys. Fuck. Wait, sorry.
No, I mean,
is Wendy playing Annie?
No, I'm just picturing. No, I'm not playing Annie. We're both playing Mrs. Hannigan.
It's an all Mrs. Hannigan Annie.
Yes. It's all Mrs. Hannigan. We just and we switch and we just put on like a bald cap to play.
But we both get to do, Wendy, we do the whole movie is just us as Mrs. Hannigan as all the roles.
Yeah.
This is a great idea. It'd be like Grey Gardens.
I love that.
Just sexier.
Yeah. But like the bunk beds, and we could shoot that when you come to New York or when I'm in LA.
Let's figure out pre-production right now.
So you guys are going to go to a Yankees game and film a knockoff version of Annie.
All greased up.
That's a great idea. We can just go, and that's performance art.
Oh, yes, performance
all these episodes tying in together. We're growing as people.
Mrs. Hannigan as Daddy Warbucks. You know, just like old timey dresses, ratty wigs, and then like a cheap bald cap over it, and just going like rah 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 money.
But and dripping in Vaseline, dripping in Vaseline.
You know, I'm
sliding
thinking,
off the baseball seats.
I feel like the
body
Yankees.
Rolling the whole time. Jeff's so excited he came to my house today.
I know. Jeff, aren't you happy you came here to listen? You're really helping us.
I'm not helping you do anything. Let's be honest.
No, you are.
You are. And the people listening, look, obviously.
You'll get a producer credit on this, Annie. Don't worry. Yeah, you'll get one.
That feels good.
Well, yeah, will you be the advisor to make sure that we're doing realistic body rolls? Will you be the trainer?
Yeah. Like your body roll double?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Better. It just got so much better. Cut.
Oh, my God. I would love you as a body roll double. That's amazing. Just.
That's what I should have been trying to do in Los Angeles this entire time.
I know you got those big fake titties when you thought it was put those bad girls to use. Body roll.
Oh man.
Can you imagine? Like he's a stand-in for like a Tom Cruise stand-in, and Jeff just walks in like a 90s like tracksuit with big old titties just body rolling in place.
But I'm still picturing the body rolls, like each part of his, like how his dick, when him and Jenny have sex, body rolls independently of the rest of his body. Like when he gets down to body roll at his dick, like I'm picturing both tits just when it gets to tit level doing their own body rolls.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A wave.
Like independently of the rest of his body. Like a crowd wave.
That's a sports thing.
It is a sports thing.
That's a sports thing. I've seen that in sport.
He's a punch when people do the wave.
Are you talking about the wave?
Yeah. That's what your body roll would look like.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
So waves, for people that don't know what the wave is something that when people stand up in the stadium.
Everyone knows what the wave is. Like
people that don't know sports know the wave.
And it's a big fluid, motion.
Except Steven. It's thing where your tits stand up differently than the rest of your body. You know, the wave.
So the wave is this big continuous motion thing, which is the exact opposite of what just happened when Steven said, the wave. And it came to a screeching halt. It's interesting that you brought up the wave, but you did the exact opposite of the wave to the show.
No, he's like the really, really drunk guy at a baseball game that like is trying to start the wave desperately, and everyone's like, dude, we just did it like 5 minutes ago, but he still keeps like ah! And then looking around like, come on guys, come on, ah! And nobody's into it.
Wait, I like how your drunk guy that starts the wave is also Wile E. Coyote falling off a cliff.
Isn't the same? No,
yeah.
Why were you French right there? He's the same, no?
Is it?
Because we're talking about sports, and you love sports more than the French.
It is the same, no?
Sports and the French.
Tell me the wave is not the same. As said, Wiley Coyote.
I went to Pepe Le Pew. There's a lot like, going on over here.
I feel like the French just duel with swords and guns.
Still?
I don't know. What's the French sport?
Football. Soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, football. I guess football.
Football. Yeah.
The French sport is raping women.
Yes.
No. Pepe Le Pew. I'm the mascot of French rape. Pepe Le Pew.
Hello, come to France. We have a good bread, a good butter, and a rape for your ladies.
Became Italian. Comes in second for country's best in that sport.
If this podcast did nothing else, you guys lost all your French fans and your one comedian listener, Pete Holmes.
I know.
So you're welcome.
Oh my God, the Rape Olympics. That's what I want to see. Fuck soccer and other sports. And I want to see like who's the rapiest country.
Oh God.
I mean, I really think that any country with men in it would be tied for first. So all of them. Like all of them are just really crushing at rape.
Yeah.
Any country where there's men and also women. And like small children, men are just crushing rape. And
we're looking at you, Pete Holmes, with that small children thing.
Oh, no.
You've already tuned out.
You put that on Pete Holmes.
Again, Pete, let us just send a packet. I know these ideas sound pretty out there, but you got to get into them. You got to really, I think the next season, go drama. Really go deep. Really go dark.
Don't use the word deep with Pete, with kids. That's Pete's a different one. He's already. He's too much. I don't want to give him any ideas.
We really, you know what I love about us as a group?
What?
Is we really take the concept of sports and just get into the nitty gritty of to do with sports.
We do
deep
other
dives. Than greasing up kids.
No, this was good. I mean, what are we going to do for the, because we get so, Jeff, I mean, you can obviously tell this is a real professional podcast operation we're running. I don't know what kind of thing Absolutely. You guys do at Pat and Jeff like sports, but we take our show very seriously, and this is a self-help show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're helping people. Actively helping people change their lives for the better.
Yeah.
And ourselves.
And this episode, we wanted to try to expand our horizons and shit and learn about sports and get involved in sports in some way or another. So what are we going to do for the, and the listeners also do this. So what should we do for our challenge?
What would you suggest?
I feel like your listeners should do this too. Join an intramural team, like of any sport that you have any, even if you're terrible.
Couldn't you just go to a Y and join a pickup game?
You'll have so much fun. You'll meet some people. It'll be a great time. But for something that you guys can do, I feel like you guys should
kill yourselves. Stop doing this podcast.
I feel like you guys should go to a baseball game, like separately. You go to a Yankees game, you go to a Dodgers game, or you go together and you order the most disgusting food item that you can possibly find. And you get the full, in Yankee Stadium, I believe they have, because I looked it up, like all the shitty foods you could get. At Yankee Stadium, you can get a burger that has also a chicken cutlet on it. It's like 5,000 calories, this burger.
The exact amount of calories you need to sit down, drink beer, and watch a baseball game.
That's the exact amount of calories.
Go find the most ridiculous food item and have fun eating that, and then have fun the next day shitting it out. That could be your sport.
Or the next day. I would say still at the ballpark, most likely.
Oh, try not to shit at the ballpark. That's also some good advice.
Oh, that is a good tip. Yeah, that's solid. So go watch a game. We'll eat a bunch of garbage food, and that'll give us the calories we need when we come back to run around from the abusive people in our lives when they try to hit us when their shitty teams can't get it together.
I don't know the truth.
I'm off Twitter personally now, but you can follow.
Why are you off Twitter?
I just got off the Twitter.
Because it sucks. Well, I've always fucking said.
I'm trying to get off the social medias, but I have a podcast. It's at Jeff and Pat is where you can find it on Twitter, but it's Pat and Jeff Like Sports. It's a fun podcast I do with comedian Pat Barker.
He's very funny.
I'm really excited that, if we can get one of your listeners, if we can get Chris, the guy with the jam on.
Yes.
I feel good. Or even Mike.
I feel like the way Mike sounds, I think you're more inclined to get Mike as a listener.
It sounds like Mike might be my guy.
He's going to just listen and he's going to email you every week like, I'm single. You want to?
Oh, I was going to say, he's going to have a lot of free time on his hands pretty soon. So he's going to have to fill that with something. And I think he's listening to that.
Yeah. You can get in there.
He sounds like he would do that too.
Definitely.
Move to Los Angeles just to join your softball league. Hey, buddy. You thought you were real funny, huh?
He starts a comedy career.
Yeah.
Just to get in there.
Awesome. So, and that's everywhere you can find any podcast. But yeah, go listen to Jeff's show because Jeff is the best.
Aw. Thanks, guys.
You're pretty great.
I don't know the truth. I don't know the way. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to say, but that's all.